Welcome to Drilled Down Earnings. A quick look at the latest earnings from Cadence Design, an important company that we care a lot about here at Futurum. I'm the chief market strategist for Futurum, Corey Johnson. We love Cadence Design because it tells us so much about semiconductors. It's the software used to design semiconductors, and it really gives us a way early look because you need the software first before you start to actually buy the products to build the semiconductor wafers, let alone the semiconductors themselves. So we get a really distant look at the activity in the semiconductor industry. You would think it's going great guns since we think that semiconductors are going to eat the world. We do believe that, but that eating, maybe it's more amuse-bouche style right here. Of course, Wall Street likes not French food, not only French food, but they like a beat or a miss. This was a beat, I guess. Didn't really tell us a lot just because Wall Street's numbers were kind of low. Let's look at the actual hard numbers, what the business did. Sales, $1.01 billion. That's actually down on a year-over-year basis, but about 1% better than Wall Street expected. Net income, profits, $247.64 million. That is 18% better than the street. So what? It's only 2.4% better than it was last year. When you look a little bit deeper, there's some weird things going on here. So sales slowing down, again, in what we thought was going to be a golden age for semiconductor design. Why are sales slowing down on a year-over-year basis? Well, one of the big reasons is China. So China, we saw big numbers from China, from some of the semiconductor equipment manufacturers trying to get whatever equipment they could, but maybe not cutting edge equipment. So cutting edge design might not be the focus in China right now. And you can see it in the Cadence Design numbers. When not even a year ago, you saw well over 18% of their sales was into China. Now that number has fallen below 12%, or below 13%, about 12.5%, a little better than that in the quarter. And that really results some consistency in the pace of slowdown that we've seen in China. And that's affected EBIT margins, their profit margins falling, I think, really dramatically. Yes, 25% profit margins. Who doesn't like that? Well, you don't like it as much as when they were 36% last quarter and on a year-over-year basis, again, falling substantially. How'd the market react? Well, initially, the stock traded down a little bit in after-hours trading, but rebounded into the day as the market was kind of up in general with tech stocks on Monday. But when you see the year-over-year, the full-year numbers, this stock has had a great run, even though the last week or so has been not so good. Now, what was really curious about these numbers was the guidance. So the sales, again, down about 1%, a little bit more than that, in the quarter, and yet they're warning the next quarter is not going to be so great as well, and yet saying for the year the numbers will be good. So how are the numbers good for the year and not good for the first half of the year? Yeah, they're saying, oh yeah, don't worry, trust us, in the second half the numbers will be better. You want to believe them? Yeah, that's your risk. Wall Street doesn't always like that when they say don't worry, things are going to get better just later. But nonetheless, the reason they say it's going to be better is because of the expanding environment. So this company, Cadence Design, has Palladium software for chip design, Protium software, so software design, and they see that market expanding because all that simulation, not just for the chips, but for the software, is increasingly important in an AI-dominated world where you have data centers starting to resemble chips themselves. That's an expanding business model for them, as well as the hyperscalers, companies like Amazon, Meta, Google, and others designing actual chips themselves. That should be good business for this company. Or so says Cadence Design CEO Anirudh Devgan. Talks exactly about that dynamic duo of Palladium and Protium. Check it out.
This is what we call dynamic duo, because then Palladium is best in class for chip verification and RTL design, and Protium is best in class for software bring up, okay, and with the common front end. So as a result, over the years, you know, this has become the right approach, okay, and all and our customers are fully, you know, embracing both these systems, as they invariably do, you know, both chip development and software development. I mean, perfect example is, of course, you know, our long-term development partner, NVIDIA. I mean, NVIDIA is no longer doing just chip development. They have a massive software stack, and that's true for all the hyperscalers. So we see that trend continuing, and now we do use, you know, NVIDIA's products like InfiniBand in our systems on Z3, to your question, which is because Z3 is a very unique architecture, so it requires very, very high-speed interconnect. So it's almost like a supercomputer. So then it requires optical and InfiniBand in Z3. Now in X3, we are using AMD FPGAs, which are fabulous, but it does not require that tight a interconnect speed. So InfiniBand is more used in Z3 versus X3. But X3 is a great system too, with using the latest AMD FPGAs. You know, it has 8x higher capacity than X2. and all kinds of innovation on the software side as well. So we are very pleased. I'm very confident that we have true leadership in these hardware platforms, both Palladium and Protium.
All right, what's all of it mean, really? What does Cadence Design tell us, and why do these numbers matter? And what's one number that tells us a whole lot? I'll have all that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Everything you need to know about Cadence Design's important first quarter business. What they told us about the first quarter is that first quarter sales were $1.01 billion. That's actually down on a year-over-year basis, all better than Wall Street expected. Profits also a lot better than Wall Street expected, of $2.47.64 million. And while that's 18% better than the Street expected, it's a 2.4% decline. But I promised you the drill down earnings bite, one number that tells us a whole lot. Well, negative 1%, that's the number you need to know about Cadence Design. Because of slowing sales to China, they saw actual overall sales down 1% on a year-over-year basis. So chips might eat the world, but not yet. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check me out on X, at Corey TV, at Drill Down Pod, with TikTok, Instagram, and Futurum Group on YouTube for robust earnings takes. Drill Down Earnings brought to you by 6-5 Media.